I never know what's going to hang around. Some have been around for 10 years, and I still do them. Some have been around longer. Some I think are going to be like, oh, that's a classic. It's like 2 days later, it's like, oh, God.
For a song-a-day writer, there's bound to be a mix of good and bad in the results. But 12 years ago, Iowa native Dan Byrne sorted through the bunch, taking a snapshot of his folk singing career to date with a debut album and a visit to FUV. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Reed Houston here. Like Jackie Greene and Connor Oberst, Dan Byrne was saddled with the Next Dylan label early in his career. Yes, the voice, the speaking singing style, and never meeting a word he didn't like do offer some similarities. But Dan doesn't tread lightly in the footsteps he follows. That trait is apparent as soon as Dan opens his mouth, bringing pure intensity to any song as a political spitfire or a hopeless romantic. But the traveling troubadour is his main role, and back in 1996, we were able to pin him down long enough for an interview at FUV, hearing songs from his self-titled debut album and learning that, in the world of Dan Byrne, prolific is an understatement. How many songs do you know? How many songs have you written? I would bet that there's probably about 250 songs in your head.
Well, if you multiply that by about four,
really?
Then we're getting into range.
Wow, that's amazing.
But, I mean, that's what I do, so that's what I do.
I guess it's the nature, too, of being largely a topical songwriter that there's so many things that you want to sing about.
Well, I don't like to let things go by, you know. They're all topical in that they all mean something to me in some immediate way. But, you know, it can be a love song, too. I don't separate them. And I think in a lot of the songs themselves, within the song, there's stuff that people would consider topical, and there's stuff very personal, and it's all kind of intermingled, you know, because I don't separate it.
There's some tomatoes, chemically engineered. They come out square to fit in boxes. There's some people, chemically engineered. They come out square to fit in boxes. I'm sitting on the roof today all by myself, not saying nothing to no one. I'm sitting on the roof today all by myself, not saying nothing. Goodbye, my love. Go to sleep. We'll wake you tomorrow. My love, go to sleep. We'll wake you tomorrow.
You sort of have this interesting lifestyle. You and the van and the guitar and a harmonica.
Yeah, it's been about a year and a half since I had a place that I called home. But I gotta say, I'm starting to get to the point where home kind of feels like wherever I am. I always felt better when I was moving somewhere than when I was in one place. And I still kind of feel that way. You know, my parents were wanderers. My sister's a wanderer. I've never found a place where I felt like, this is it. This is home. I like almost everywhere I go. I gotta say that, you know, and I like America so much more from really seeing it than some idea I had about it. I really like it, you know, the country, the people, the real America that has nothing to do with, like, political systems and governments and all that. It's like, hey, it's pretty good.
The pain is still out this morning. The throw lies and sending a copy of Tropic of Cancer. The only thing weird about it is that a year ago I never thought I'd paint anything again. I think I might go visit Estelle. Those Utah mountains are good for the soul. I bring my brushes and some Jack Daniels and we can make up for lost time. She goes, why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why do you turn your back on love? You had so many chances, why do you let them all go by? Why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why do you turn your back on love? You had so many chances, why do you let them all go by?
Dan Byrne, recorded live at FUV in 1996, performing Estelle from his debut album. For more exclusive interviews, past and present, visit the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.